way to inner excellence. Cleanse the soul from pride and sin. True excellence begins within. Pathway to inner excellence.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood salutation, salawat salam, 1,000 times upon me daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khush amdeed, welcome once again to all our viewers and our listeners to Madani Channel in this brand new series, The Pathway to Inner Excellence. How should a person rectify himself from within? What should a person do to become excellent from the inside? Everyone wants to be perfect. Everyone wants to be excellent on the outside. The best features, the best clothes, the best attire, the best everything. But very few people, you know, pay attention towards the real purification, which is the inner self. So alhamdulillah, this is our series and we have some various discussions. Previously, we have discussed the purpose of creation, that why have we been created? And when a person has his purpose in front of him, he can move towards rectifying himself from within. And he can try and make himself an excellent person internally, subhanallah. So alhamdulillah, this will be our focal point of discussion in the entire series as general. And in there we'll have some subtopics as we have discussed. We also said that we'll try and target the hearts of people, the youngsters especially, understandings through some logical explanations in which a person can understand what is being said and he can try and digest whatever we are discussing. Remember, instill or make the intention that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, innamal a'malu bin niyat, that the base of your actions, it's based upon the intentions. So when we are learning about this inner excellence, we should make the good intentions. Whatever we learn, whatever we discuss, inshallah, we will try and act upon it. And obviously, we will pass the message to others as well, inshallah, inshallah. Today's focal point of discussion, and before we move towards the discussion, I just want to ask you a question. That alhamdulillah, as believers, Islam has taught us that taharat and safai, the cleanliness, is half of our iman, it's part of our iman. There's so much emphasis on cleanliness, why we perform wudu, why we perform ghusl, why we make sure our body, our clothes, everything is pure before performing salah. And everywhere in Islam, cleanliness is there. So yes, because of that, we alhamdulillah, we clean our clothes, we clean our body, we wash our clothes, we wash the body. After we relieve ourselves, we clean ourselves. So we do go through various stages of cleaning. So we clean our car, we clean our house, we clean the area around us. Lots of cleaning we do. But the question which I want to ask you, when's the last time you turned and cleaned your heart? So as metal rusts, iron will rust eventually. Likewise, the heart also rusts. That was zang laghi jata hai. That rust comes on your heart, and tazkiyah is the polish. So what is tazkiyah? Today's topic will be, how to purify the heart and how can we fight our nafs? How can we grow spiritually? What is the cleansing from within, inshallah? This will be our focal point of discussion. Remember, tazkiyah means cleanliness, literally. Or purification. But we're going to keep it in two points. Number one, it means to clean. In other words, cleaning your heart, removing the sins and removing the diseases as well. That's one thing. At the same time, is to grow. Means we need to increase the goodness as well. So it's not just cleaning. It's cleaning, at the same time, it's removing the filth and planting the goodness. Removing the filth, planting the goodness, removing the filth and planting the goodness. Not just removing the filth, because then where is the goodness? You put the soil, you put the fertilizer, everything, but where's the plants? So nothing's going to happen. And likewise, not just putting the goodness without cleaning yourself. There's a dump yard, there is a garbage bin. In there you are planting the best rose. What's the use of planting that rose when everything else is filthy and dirty? Alright, so these two things are very important. Tazkiyah doesn't only mean purification or cleanliness. It means cleanliness with a very detailed understanding in these two points. Number one is to remove the sins and the disease, to clean. And number two is to grow, that is to increase the goodness. And if you come to the Holy Quran also speaks about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا, that successful is the one who purifies his soul. He has gained success. You know, he is successful. مَنْ زَكَّاهَا, who has purified this inner being, the self, the soul. When you purify it, then you have gained success. So this is tazkiyah, this is the real cleaning of your heart and the purification of your heart. On this, you must keep in mind that because we're discussing about cleaning the heart, we need to know when is a person's heart dirty. How do you know it is time for you to clean your heart? When your room gets filthy, you know it's time to clean the room. When your car gets dirty and someone writes on the back of your mirror or your windscreen that please wash me, or someone writes on the side please wash me with his finger on the dust, then you know your car is dirty, you need to wash your car. Right? When your clothes have a stain, when your body has an impurity, you know you need to wash your body, you know you need to wash your clothes. So when will you know when your heart needs the purification, when your heart needs the cleansing, when your heart needs that good wash? When will you know? Is when you see the diseases within your heart. You take a medicine when you have the symptoms. You take medicine when you have a cold, when you have a flu, when you have the fever, then you take the medicine. So you know when to take the medicine. Likewise, you must know when to purify your heart, is when you see the diseases. And what is the diseases of the heart? There's an entire list. Arrogance is a disease. Jealousy is a disease. Anger is a disease. And, you know, fulfilling the lust in the wrong way, it's a disease. Love of fame is a disease. Love of this dunya, this world, it's a disease. Laziness in worship is a disease. Hard-heartedness is a disease. These are all various diseases which you have. Jealousy, you know, animosity, grudge, all these kind of things are diseases which are destroying your heart. And they are making your heart filthy and dirty. Now, what your duty is, you need to do tazkiyah. You need to remove that filth. You need to plant goodness, as we discussed. So when you have all of these things, you know that now it is time for my heart to go for a wash. It's time for my heart to get clean. And this you need to assess every day, on a daily basis. When you're going to sleep, when you close your eyes, you need to think. Today I said this to someone. Today I had this thought. Today I was jealous of this person. Today, for a moment, I wanted to be famous in the world. For a moment, you know, I wanted this pomp and glory. Today, I got angry at this moment. Today, I fulfilled my lust in this way, in the wrong way, by disobeying Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today, I did this, I did that. This self-contemplation at night is actually checking that, is my heart in need of a wash? Is my heart in need of this purification? Is my heart in need of a polish? Is my heart in need of this shine? That's what you need to ask. Why do you think Qibla Amir al-Sunnat Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Tariq Qadri Razvi, very beautifully, you know, he has given us this mentality of this gift at night, which we must do. Nek amal, this pious deeds. You know, every night you tick. Did you do this today? Did you do this today? Did you do this today? What is all of that? Self-rectification, self-contemplation. Ask yourself this question. Did I do all of this today? Did I not do all of this today? So that's when a person knows that now it is time for him to polish your heart. You must keep in mind that the heart which has a disease, which is dirty, it doesn't feel the Quran, the essence of the Holy Quran. It doesn't enjoy Salah. It doesn't feel the guilt and remorse. I did something wrong today. I need to turn to Allah Ta'ala. I did something. Kuch aisa kaam kar diya jo nahi karna chahiye tha. I wasn't supposed to do this. This feeling, this thought which is in your mind and heart doesn't come when that heart is filled with diseases and it is sick. If your heart had fever, na, you know what would the symptoms be? If you have a fever in today's time, the symptom is, you know, a headache or your body becoming hot and you're feeling cold sometimes. Sometimes you're feeling hot, you're feeling lethargic, you're feeling weak. All these are symptoms of a fever. If your heart had a fever, the symptoms would be impatience. The symptoms would be greed. The symptoms would be ego. The symptoms would be sin. When you know you have all of these things, you must know your heart is sick. There's a fever in your heart. There's a disease in your heart. There's a problem in your heart. There's an infection, there's a virus. You need to clean, your heart needs, that antivirus needs to go in. So you need to put that antivirus in. What is the antivirus? Inshallah, we will discuss that as well. So that's one thing, which is the heart. Number two, there's something known as your nafs, which is your inner self, that soul. And this nafs is basically your internal enemy. A dushman here. It's an enemy within you. And this nafs, although it is part of you, it doesn't want the good in you. This nafs will incite you towards evil. This nafs will pull you continuously towards the bad thing. So shaitan uses this nafs against you. Shaitan uses yourself against you. He doesn't, you know, normally, a majority of the time, he doesn't bring something from outside. He uses yourself against you, your nafs. So it's your, you need to know how to control this nafs. You need to know how to, you know, make sure this nafs is obedient to you. You need to make sure the nafs desires what you desire, and that desire should be according to the will and fulfilling the hukum of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The nafs will tell you, you know, scroll one more hour. The nafs will tell you, commit this sin, later we'll make tawbah, man. Don't worry, we have too much time. Your nafs will say, it's one more movie, now just watch it. Your nafs will say, it's one more song, just listen. Your nafs will say, you know, leave the salah, man, we'll perform later. Your nafs will say, it's so cold outside, sleep, we'll see zuhar time what to do. Your nafs tells you all of this here. So that insight, that feeling from within that, you know, let me do this, let me do that, that is your nafs. That's your enemy. When your nafs tells you that, you must know, the purification needs to come. The cleaning needs to come. You need to, that hiding needs to come for the nafs. The nafs is becoming naughty. The nafs is troubling you. You need to hit your nafs. You need to destroy your nafs. This hitting doesn't mean you hit your body literally. No. This means that self-purification, that tazkiyah needs to come in place. Now, how do we purify ourselves? This is what we need to know as well. So we learned about the heart and how the heart becomes sick. It needs purification. We learned about the soul, which is your nafs basically, how the nafs also needs to get that hiding. Now we need to focus on how can we purify the heart. There are many methods, 4 methods inshallah I want to keep in front of you. Number one, tawbah. This is the first thing which you need to do. Tawbah. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbi wa atubu ilayh. Seek forgiveness in the court of Allah. Make dua. Perform salatul tawbah. All these are various forms of tawbah and seeking repentance in the court of Allah. Tawbah is not tawbah, astaghfirullah, finish, ho gaya. No. What is this? Slapping your cheeks a few times and said, I made tawbah? You broke the next person's heart, you said tawbah, finish. You committed zina ma'adhala, you said tawbah, finish. You drank alcohol, you gambled, you did every wrong thing, then you said tawbah, and finish. You think, bas, ho gaya khatam. I am forgiven in the court of Allah. That's not how it works. This tawbah, this repentance is necessary. 50, 70, 100, 150, 200 times a day, keep on asking for tawbah. The more you tawbah you seek in the court of Allah Ta'ala, the more you will know that, you know, it's not enough compared to the sins which I have committed, compared to the disobedience which I have done. I have just put in front of you how your nafs incites you. I have just put in front of you how your heart becomes sick. And all of us have these diseases within us. Our hearts are dirty, our hearts are sick, our hearts have fever, our hearts have illnesses, our hearts have diseases. And we think one slapping of the face is enough. No. The tawbah needs to be there repeatedly, continuously. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbi wa atubu ilayh. Keep on making tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's one way of how to purify your heart. And we have learned this from the ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. The summary of which is that, you know, when a person commits a sin, then a black dot, a spot appears on his heart. When he makes tawbah, that black spot is removed. So this is purification. This is basically tazkiyah. This is exactly what we are discussing now. The first thing how to purify your heart is tawbah. Number two, coming to the ayah of the Holy Quran, Allah بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, that undoubtedly the peace, the tranquility of the heart is with the zikr. It lies in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this polishes the heart. So with istighfar you remove the dirt, and now with zikr you are polishing the heart, making sure it is shining, making sure it is beautiful. Make the zikr of Allah ta'ala. La ilaha illallah, illallahu illallah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Make the zikr of Allah. The more you do that, inshallah, the more your heart will be purified. Number three, very important and very effective point, which is good company. Another beautiful way of purifying your heart is good company. Your suhbat, those around you, those who are with you. Suhbat salih tura salih kunad, suhbat talih tura talih kunad. It all depends on those who you are sitting with, eating with, drinking with, where you are. You think if you're going to spend time in the company of a pious person, you're going to watch a movie? You're going to listen to songs? You know, we have seen many instances that some people listen to songs, and when some munasab or someone comes, they switch it off immediately. No, they'll put their clothes properly, they'll put a topi on their head. So what is all of this? This is that, you know, acceptance that this person is a great person, a good person. I can't do this in front of him. Whereas we're supposed to have this thought every time in our lives, because Allah Ta'ala is watching us every moment in our life. The beloved Rasul system is aware of our actions every moment in our life. So we're supposed to have this thought every time, but some of us don't have it. In fact, majority of us don't have it. But at least this much we have when we see a respected person, an elderly person, a buzurg, a mulan sahab, a lama sahab, hafiz sahab, then we show some respect. We stop whatever nonsense we are doing. So you think if you spend the entire day with that person, you're going to watch the movie that day? No. You're going to listen to a song that day? No. You're going to say something wrong? No, because you know Mulan Sahib is with me. Hazrat Sahib is with me. Today I must be a good boy. Today I must be a perfect person. So why can't we do this every day? That's why it's very important to have that good company. That good company is also a way of purifying and rectifying yourself, of tazkiyah, of cleaning your heart and yourself from within. Number four, so the first thing we discussed was tawbah. Number two was zikr. Number three was good company. And number four, as we discussed in the previous episode as well, do some hidden good deeds. These hidden good deeds, they build the sincerity, the ikhlas. Because you are doing something which nobody knows. You're doing it only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is aware of it, he knows. No one else knows. This slowly, slowly builds your ikhlas, your sincerity. Because you're not doing it for fame. You're not doing it to show anyone. You're not doing it for popularity or those kind of things. You're doing it only for the sake of Allah and solely for the sake of Allah. So this builds and increases your sincerity. When the sincerity increases, inshallah, the heart also starts getting clean at the same time. At the same time, doing these small good deeds, quietly, secretly, it kills the ego. Because ego is, you know, I want to be there. I want to be mentioned. I want to have this. When you're doing this quietly, there is no ego. You're not doing it for anyone. Nobody knows about it. And it softens the heart. The heart becomes soft. Slowly, slowly, your heart starts opening to many things because you do these small things. Remember, you know, a rock will never have a hole if you throw an entire bucket of water on it once. But every day, that one drop of water which tips and falls, tip, 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 eventually that hole is going to form on the rock. So it's these small, small things which we overlook many a times. We think it's something small, but no. Qatre qatre se darya banta hai. With each drop, eventually a river flows. Right? So these small things we feel, they are hidden good deeds. These can be a means of our rectification, of our hearts becoming clean, of our hearts, you know, gaining that purity and that purification which it deserves. Alright, so these are some things which we mentioned. And after you have purified your heart, now how do you know your heart is purified? What is the sign of a purified heart? You find peace even in difficult situations. You have the love for worship. You have softness towards the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are quick to forgive the next person. You don't have any grudges. You develop a hatred for sin. You have tears when you make dua and you ask in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have consistency in good deeds. You have wisdom in your words, in your speech when you are speaking. So all of these things are the signs that slowly, slowly your heart is getting purified. And if you want to check the health of your heart, then check the health of your salah. Check how quickly you perform salah. Check how much time you take in performing salah. Check with how much comfort and ease and tranquility and peace of mind you perform salah. Or maybe you just start the salah and next moment you are finished. It's a burden, ma'adallah, and you want to get rid of it, al-a'yadhu billah. These are unfortunately, ma'adallah, the thoughts in some people's minds and hearts. So check the health of your salah if you want to check the health of your heart. So with these few words, we hope that now someone can take these messages and implement it in their lives and lifestyle and try and become good people and good personalities, inshallah, azawajal. We hope to see you, inshallah, in our coming discussions in the future. Remember, instill the love of the beloved Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in your hearts, in your mind. This love of the beloved Rasul is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love. By Allah, you have everything. You lose this love. By Allah, you lose everything. Till we meet again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Pathway to inner excellence cleans the soul from pride and sins. True excellence begins within. Pathway to inner excellence.